in the limelight.
The US president has gradually morphed into a carbon copy of Trump when it comes to West Asia policy, says David Hurst, journalist, in an article published under the heading, Biden is fiddling as Al-Quds burns. Stay tuned for more. Quietly and without a murmur, the West Asia policy of U.S. President Joe Biden appears to be performing what stunt writers call a handbrake turn. Biden is veering away from his signature policy and lurching towards Saudi normalization with the Israeli regime, which was the major piece of unfinished business of former President Donald Trump's Abraham Accords. After this stunt has been performed, Biden's West Asia policy will be all but indistinguishable from Trump's. For all his naked mercantilist ambitions, backing illegitimate despots in return for his 30 pieces of silver, Trump's legacy in West Asia is enduring. Having denounced both its de facto ruler and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia itself as a pariah state, Biden seems to be only too willing to deal with pariahs. He's following sheep-like in Trump's footsteps. As is by now well known, the Crown Prince and future King of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, has set normalization with the fabricated regime of Israel as his primary foreign policy goal. Chiming up to then Israeli regime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in clandestine meetings was the young prince's path to getting his name recognized by the White House and to building a relationship with the Trump dynasty. But his father, King Salman, still retains ownership of and pride in Saudi Arabia's brokerage of the Arab Peace Initiative 2 decades ago, which promised Arab recognition of the fabricated regime of Israel only once it reached a negotiated settlement with the Palestinians. This was the last serious opportunity for a regional peace deal, and at the time, it was ignored by the Zionist regime. The Abraham Accords have reversed this principle by sidelining Palestinians, whose fate is irrelevant to the deals being made between the UAE, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, and the fake regime of Israel. Biden, whose administration started by echoing King Salman's concerns about the Abraham Accords, is now falling increasingly into an unholy embrace with his son. It's unlikely to work to report on a conflict, as Shirin Abu Akleh died for Al Jazeera, is to court a targeted Israeli regime sniper attack, which Al Jazeera is now bringing to the International Criminal Court as a war crime perpetrated by the Zionist regime. To bury her body is to court the blows and bullets of Israeli regime police. To fly a Palestinian flag is apparently now licensed for lethal force from those who get heavy police escorts to parade Israeli regime flags all around Palestinian headquarters. Asked specifically to condemn the police attacks on the coffin bearers, Biden gave a Trump-like response, saying, "I don't know all the detail, but I know it has to be investigated." When Trump was confronted by evidence that his protege MBS had ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, he said something similar. It could very well be that the Crown Prince had knowledge of this tragic event. Maybe he did, and maybe he didn't. We may never know all the facts surrounding the murder of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi. Both U.S. presidents deliberately and persistently looked the other way to foster an alliance between the two least stable forces in West Asia, the Zionist regime and Saudi Arabia. How much longer Biden can look away on events about to unfold in Al-Quds is another matter. The Judaization of occupied East Al-Quds, the now weekly police raids on Al-Aqsa Mosque, the calls for Dome of the Rock to be dismantled, the attacks on Palestinians waving their national flag, all make this city a far more potent bomb. Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy there, followed by a Biden administration that refuses to move on its promise to reopen its consulate for Palestinians in occupied East Al-Quds, leaves Washington incapable of applying a brake on the Zionist regime's plans for the city. U.S. foreign policy has been taken by surprise on too many occasions in the last three decades. The U.S. regime was surprised by the results of its invasion of Iraq. It was surprised by the sudden collapse of Kabul after so much time and money had been spent propping it up.